perlis, fine flour, but made from nice, clean, fine flour, that's healthy. Thus, a shumer wasn't his fatty meat. Disappeared the loy eftach. That means Rashi A is a goat. Shalay yolde. If you have a goat that didn't give birth yet, that's a healthy goat, and the meat is very healthy. It's good. Yayin yoshin. What does that mean? Atikat atike. An old wine. Rashi yoshin shel shalashanim. Means 3 years old. 3 years old wine. That's already good, healthy wine. More kol mili demalin lehai. Anything you take a refuah or something to heal you that you're sick. If it's good for your ears, you should know kosher lehai. It's bad for your throat. For the kosher lehai, something that's bad for your throat could be malin lehai. It's good for this. In other words, you take something that you're sick, so it could be it's a refuah for this aver or whatever is sick, but it could be bad for some other part of your body. Bar, except from this type of medicine. Bar mizang vila retiva, wet type of ginger, or pilpale arichta, and long pepper, or pas nekia, and nice clean bread, or basa shomen, and fatty meat, the yayin yoshin, old wine, the madalukula gufe. These things are good for the whole part of the body. Right, Sheikhar Hamodet. So, Kitta, the first thing was Kuta Chabavli, that's called Tarubas Chametz. They put mamish pieces of bread that's put into this dish that's made up from milk and salt. So, if you keep it over your house on Pesach, according to Rashi, you're over by your motzei. Because, Lamaisi, you have Chametz in your house. What's Sheikhar Hamodai? That's the beer they make in Modai. The Rami Bein Meisarim. They put inside the beer barley juice. And barley is Chametz, therefore, it's called Tarubas Chametz. Not only made from barley, it's made from other things also. Just they put some barley juice into the beer. Therefore, it's called the tarubas chametz. It's called the chametz. The barley is mixed in with the rest of the beer, and you can't keep it, or according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're not allowed to drink it on Pesach. The chametz adoimi, that's the vinegar that's made in adoimi. The shadu beisari, also they throw inside it barley. Even though usually vinegar comes from old wine, here they threw barley inside it to make the wine become vinegar, and that's why it's chametz. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, v'etchila at the beginning, when they had the Beis HaMikdash, k'shoye mevi'e nesachim Yehuda. When they used to bring the wine from Yehuda, that's in the Shevet Yehuda, that makam, they used to bring the wine, lo yehoye yeinim shal Yehuda mechametz. The wine was so good and strong that the wine never became vinegar, never became sour. Ad shenoyis notechei sorim. Until if they wanted to make it vinegar like sour wine, they had a badavka first throw in some barley. That's how good the wine was. At the time when they used to bring it for the Nesachim when the Beis HaMikdash was there. They used to call that Stam vinegar. The Yashu, but now, and nowadays, Ein Yenam Shaladoimim Mechametz. Now it's Fakir. Now after the Churban Abayis, you know which wine is very good from Edoim. The Edoim from the Goyim, their wine is so good that their wine doesn't become Chametz. Until they have to first throw some barley into their wine to make it sour. The Kairanaisa Chaimetz Adoimi. That's why it's called Chaimetz Adoimi, the vinegar that comes from Edoim, because that wine was such good wine, you had to throw barley into it to make it become beer. So to make it become vinegar. Therefore, for Pesach, it's also to use. That's called a Chaimetz Adoimi. Lekayim Mashinema, to Mekayim, what the Pasuk says, Imola Hocharova. In other words, Imola Malayazu. When Klai Yisrael is Sholem filled up, Charevazu. Then the Goyim Achoriv, they're down. Because Bizman, there was the Beis HaMikdash and they brought the wine from Yehuda. So the best wine there was from Yehuda, and the Goyim didn't have such good wine. The Yemalei Zoo, but when the Goyim are better, are full, then Charei Vizu, then the Klai Yisrael like is down. So here also, after the Churban Abayis when Klai Yisrael was down, then Edom had the better wine. And Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Rama Mehacha from this Pasuk, the same Limud. Ulaim Milam Yemus was told by Rivka, when she had Yaakov and Esav, that you know you're going to have two, and they're both going to be big nations, and one is going to be strong, the other one won't be strong. That you're not going to have both together. Like Rashi says, Ulo'ayim milo'im yemot. Rashi, kish Esav gibor, when Esav will be strong, Yaakov cholish, then Yaakov will be weak. Well, ein malchus shneim eskayim yachad. They won't rule at the same time. That's what the Pasuk says. Here also, at the time there was the Beis HaMikdash, Yehuda had the better wine. After the Churban Abayis, Edom, Esav had the better wine. Tan Yom Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. The Yehuda in Yehuda, in the land Yehuda, for Rishon at the beginning, Halakeya Chaymetz Ma'amoritz. If somebody would buy some vinegar from an Amoritz, Yishno Eino Tzarech Lasser. You don't have to take off Maisa first. Why? Vivnei Shechazoka Eino Boi Elimin Atemet. You know for sure it didn't come from wine. that came from Temid. We'll soon see what Temid is. Temid, you don't have to take off Maisa from. Temid is a pshat, is just a juice that ran through the pits and shells of the grapes. So what's coming out is just water. The water is not mechuyev to take off Trumas and Maisa. Ma'ashen kein, regular vinegar usually is a pshat, that the wine, which at that time had a chiyuv Trumas and Maisa, then it became sour, so there's still a chiyuv Trumas and Maisa. So he's saying now that the vinegar you buy in Yehuda, it doesn't come from wine. Now where did it come from? It came from Temed, and Temed is not mechuyev Maisa. Rashi Temed, there's poifet. At the beginning, the wine in Yehuda was such great wine, the Yehuda Mechametz, it never became vinegar, it never became spoiled. Therefore, the Stam Chametz in Yehuda, when anybody used to buy Stam vinegar, you know where it came from. Min Temed Hoyibor. It came from Temed, not from wine. We'll soon see Rashi what Temed is. Of the Zemara says, V'yachshav, but now, Rashi, Boto Tam Hayayin Mamal Achmetz. But now, after the Churban Abayis, now the wine in Yehuda is not so good anymore. And therefore, the regular wine becomes vinegar, comes sour. To mela achshav halakeh chaimitz. Now, if somebody buys the vinegar, yamoritz, you should know tzarach liaser. You do have to take off truma semaiser. Shechas kosei ein bo elim in ayayin. Because now we hold it comes from wine, and wine has a chi of truma semaiser. Wine is called mei peiris. It came out of the grapes, just like grapes that grow in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to eat it until you first take off truma semaiser. So what then, the wine or the vinegar that came out of it, also you can't eat until you take off Trumas HaMaisim. So if you buy it from an Amoritz, you have to be afraid, maybe he did not take off Trumas HaMaisim. Masheka at the beginning, while his man HaBeis HaMikdash, then the wine was so good, that wine didn't become vinegar. How did they have vinegar? From Temed. And Temed is not Mechuyiv in Maisim. For the Gemara, is this true? The Sober of Yehuda, Temed, Lav Bari Suriyu, is it true that this juice, this like vinegar juice, that's Temed, we're saying it doesn't come that you squeezed out the grapes itself, but rather it's just pure water that you put over the pits and shells of grapes. That water got a little tingy and became vinegar. So you want to tell me now this Temed, it's thicker called water. Therefore, you part of a Trumas HaMaaser, is that true? For Tani, we learned like this. Hametamed v'nosem mayim b'midah. If you take your water to make Temed and throw it over the grapes, over the pits and shells. Omotza kadei midosai. Now, you put in a gallon of water. You know how much water came out? A gallon of water. Alacha is potter. You're potter from taking truma samaisim. Because it's considered just water. It tastes a little bit like vinegar now or like wine. It only has a little bit taste of it. But what's there is water, and water is potter from truma samaisim. Strashi potter melasa. You don't have to take off truma samaisim. Shurei ein kan elamayim. All you have is just water. Shulei motz elikadei midosai. You put in a gallon of water, and you find now a gallon of water came out of this pits and shells. Even though it looks and tastes like wine, kiyuwa de perabiyamu. It's a svarum. It's called kiyuwa, just a ting, it's a little taste of the fruits. The ayil, they went into the water. But the ikka, what's here, is only water. And water has no chiyuv to take off truma semaisa. That's a tanakama svarum. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv. This is the kasha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you make this temid just by pouring pure water over these pits and shells, and the water now gets a taste of wine, it has the same wine to it. You're mechuyev to take off Trumas HaMaaser. So it's a spearing of Yehuda. So Drashi, Reb Yehuda mechayev, the Yozo Bosta Chazusa V'taymei. Reb Yehuda says, look at the way it looks and tastes right now. It tastes and looks like wine. It has the same wine. You have to take off Trumas HaMaaser. So it's a spira. How did Reb Yehuda say that at the beginning in Yehuda, you didn't have to take off Trumas HaMaaser from Chaimitz? Why not? Because it came from Temed. I hear he's saying even Temed you have to take off Trumas HaMaaser. And the Gemara, like Kashi, there's no stira here. Yeah, and the Gemara, Hochikom, this is what we meant to say. Le'nechshetu ami yoretz ala temet. One teret says no. The Yudhishita true is that temet is also called mei peiris. You have to take off Trumas HaMaaser. Since this water got the taste from the pits and shells of the grapes, it has a shame wine now. No, why don't you have to take off Trumas HaMaaser? Because the Amar Oretz took off already. It's not such a chutz of a drink. It doesn't mean so much to the Amoritz. So he also, by himself, would take off the Trumas HaMaaser. That's what Reb Yehuda meant to say. Avadim is mechuyev in Trumas HaMaaser. Because you don't have to be afraid the Amoritz didn't. For sure he did take it off. Because it's not chutz, it doesn't mean, it doesn't have any value to them. V'iboy Yisem, another Teretz says, I'll tell you, no nechshadu. No, if it was mechuyev in Truma, you couldn't take it from an Amoritz. We're afraid maybe they didn't take off Trumas HaMaaser. But like Kashin, there's no stirim. Hover the Ravko, hover the Purtzani. It depends how you poured, what did you pour the water over.
So Rashi says, "We are afraid the Amorites does not take off Truma to Meiser. For Rav Yehuda b'Masnisin k'Meiser Taimi Mishum Depoter Afilu Meiser Vaday." Over Tema the Purtsni. There he's talking about Tema that comes from Purtsni. What does that mean, Kamar? They used to pour the water over the chatzanim, over the pits and shells. After a while, the water would turn into taste like wine. Kiyayin hot taste like when you're first fermenting the wine. Vinyl Tema, that's called Temid. But less payela kiyua de peri. The only thing that goes into the water is a little bit tingy, a little bit taste of the peris. But no real May peris, no juice of the grapes go into the water, so that you put them from Trumas Amaita. When did Yehuda say no that this vinegar, this temed, you do have to take off Trumas Amaita? That's for the Ravka. That means Shenoisnim Bishmorim Mayim. You put on top of the Shmorim is the sediments of the wine. So when you first make wine, there's a lot of sediments that fall to the bottom. If you pour out the wine, you have some sediments left. Now on top of the sediments, you put in water. For ho nami temid, that's also called temid. Now, b'hu mechayev Yehuda. Here, Yehuda holds it's called mamish, the juice of the grapes that you mechuyev take of trumas amaisim. Afagav lemotzel k'dei medosim, v'fi shayayin shel shmorim muriv boy, o min hamayim nisha b'shmorim. Sediments of the pshat is that this mamish liquid, the juice of the wine, is inside the sediments. So when you put a gallon of water over these sediments, what comes out, avad a lot of the wine itself, comes out of the sediment and goes into the water. You only get a gallon of water back. That's because some of your new water now went into the sediments. But what came out into the liquid is not just pure water, but rather the juice, the wine that was here before, came out into the water. Therefore, this is called more like yayin. Therefore, here you know, dichayiv and trumas amaisim. Mashenkin, before we're talking about you're just pouring pure water over just the pits and shells, that just gives a little taste. But no real juice goes into the water. There you put it from Trumas Amaisa. Right, the Zaysim HaMitzri, what does that mean? For tomorrow, my Zaysim HaMitzri, what kind of chametz is here? Tana Rabbi Yosef, Talasa Sari, this is a dish made out of, one third is made out of barley. So that's how you have your chametz. Talasa Kurtimi, one third is Kurtimi. Something else, Trashi Marika Krub, something else. Talasa Milcha, one third is salt. Rav Papa Mafik Sari, Rav Papa took out barley. They didn't put barley in here. Olmai Lichiti. Rather, all they put in wheat. So that's why it was a Tarubas of Chametz. The Simnecha, what's the Simin? Sisni. Trashi Simnecha, Shvatit, you shouldn't know who said what. Sisni. Trashi, Rav Yosef, Shei Samech Mishma Yamasari. Hey, it's a Shin and Sin, the same thing. So Rav Yosef, a Samech, and a Sin sound alike. So Rav Yosef, he's the one that said Sari. What do they do with this now? Toraloi. First they soaked it, the kolulu, then they roasted it, the tachlulu, then they grinded it, the shoslu, and they used to drink this dish. That was the dish they drank. That's what's called Zaytma Mitzri. Medivcha v'yada terto. From Pesach until Atzeres, they used to drink it. They come at Merafalis. Somebody had to go a lot, had diarrhea, Merafalis would hold them back. Or the Rafa Mekamit, or Fakir. They come at Merafalis. Somebody held himself back and made him loose. Or the rough is somebody was loose, Makama told him back. But somebody was sick or pregnant, Isha, that's no good. If an animal was a sakana to take this dish. Now, Atkan, we're talking about Tarubas Chametz. Means Mamish, you had either barley or wheat or flour or Chametz, Mamish mixed into these things. That was a Tarubas Chametz. Now we're talking about now Chametz Nuksha. These things are not a mixture, it's only dough itself, but it's beard dough. The zoom in shel tzivoyim. Hocha tagimim ma'ayu, what is it? Ma'ayu d'chiyura d'tziva bo liba. It's like white water that they soak in at liba, or lecho they say, Rashi. Ma'ayu d'chiyura mei subin. That's the water made from flour. Yeh d'tziva bo liba rosachia. That's what they did with it. Kids that had flour inside it, or this type of a meisubin. The amelin shel tabochim, what is that? That pas tavua, that's bread that comes from wheat, shloyevir shlish. It was the bread that made from wheat. The wheat was not grown, was only a third grown. Or it didn't even grow a third yet. Shemanicha pikadera, they leave this type of a dough on top of the pot, v'shueva sazuma. All the zuama, all the shmutz of the pot goes into this dough. So a tablach, a baker, a cook uses this. A cook uses this type of a dough. It's bad dough that they use it. They put it into the pot that the zum or the shmutz, the dirt of the pot, comes into the dough. The kit that's called chometz nukshon, that is allowed if you eat it. The koylin shel svarim, the paste that the seifrim use, hachi tagmirma paruva de yushchi. Such Rashi, paruva de yushcha, glud, it's type of a glue, baratzanim madvikim by yathorim. The tannins, people that work with the skin, stick the two pieces together with this type of a dough. It's a dough, it's a type of a glue made from flour. So it's the glue that the tanner uses. Rav Simi Mechuzno Yoma Zel Tipulon Shobunai Sashirim. The type of a seif that the rich girls use. Shemeshayaris Oison. Oisoi. Shemeshayaris Oisoi. Labonis. Shemeshayaris Oisoi Labonis. Sadrashi. Tipulon Shobunai Sashirim. Shehi Shalserlis. It's made from flour. Mishayaris Mishurayim Labonis Seifrim. Malamde Tinoiki Shainanim. Ometipulin shall bnei saniim. I must name the niyas saniim. So let's say to kids. So they used to use the type of a seif that they put on the body. We'll soon see that they used to use it to make the hair come off the body. They want to make their skin smooth. They will use this type of a seif that has flour in it to make the hair come off it. So they're saying zetipulin shall bnei sashirim. They used to leave it over that the poor people used to use the leftovers of it. In this list in the Mishnah, there are four things that's also Medina. There are three things that type of umnis that people work with. So Medina, Rashi says, means Tani Reb Chiya. The Yoyer Simna Bahani de Masif, they gave the Simna to what says in our Mishnah. The Yomar Abo Mina Medina, Shnino Behem, Hatzrich and the Cholodim, means anybody uses these four things, Bain Umen, Bain Umen, whether you're a professional or not a professional. Shere Le Michael or Le Rafu Asuyin, the first things were made either to eat or for Rafu, anybody could use it. Kutach Abav, that's a dish, anybody could eat it. Sheikha, that's beer, anybody. Vachayim is vinegar, anybody. Vizaisim is a dish, anybody eats. I was zooming these next things. Any roy elitzvuyim. It's only meant for a dyer, a professional dyer. He used it. The kerlin shall seifrim, the amelot shall nachtum. Near asim is also. They're only used for either the seifer or else for the cook that used it, but not anybody else. Now viyam, if you can tell me tipul and shall bnei sashirim, if you can tell me this is like the seif that they used to use for the girls to let the hair fall off. My mini umnisika. Why is it called the mini umnis, like a special profession? Anybody could use it. Any girl used to use it. Viela, what do you want to tell me? It means my peruya di ushachvi. That's what it means. Peruya di ushachvi means like the blacksmith they used to polish their shoes with. Abazoya, my. No, peruya di ushachvi. That's the glue, if I can. No, that's the glue that they use for the ratzanim. That's the glue that the tanner uses to glue his pieces of skin together. Of Zoya, my korolei high koylin shel seifrim. Why is it called the glue of the seifer koylin shel ratzanim boylei? It should have said it's the glue that a tanner uses. It's talking about skin, not for a seifer that writes. Amarav Oshia liyerlam parvuya deyushchvi. It's like it's true. We're talking about the glue that the tanner uses. Oh, my korolei koylin shel seifrim. Why is it called this is the glue that the seifer uses? The Torah says the seifrim nami midvuk bahu nairusayim. Seifrim also use that type of a glue. The ikka, this glue has flour inside, is used for a tanner to glue the piece of skin together. But who had in a seifer used to also use this type of a glue to glue his papers together? That's why it's called the kodlin shel seifrim. But the kid said it's a type of a glue that was used for the ratzanim, for the tanners, and it had flour inside it. That's why it's called chometz nukshon. But the Mishnah says, like Rashi, you're over by your roi, by your motzef, if you hold these things. And according to Rabbi Natan, there's only a lav if you eat it. But to hold it, there's no bayiro or bayimotze. I will soon see more about Chometz Nuksha. More vayta. Rabbi Lez in the Mishnah says, Leimer aftach shite noshim. Even makeup that women wear also. For the Gemara, tachshite noshim sakadaitach. What could be wrong with what they wear? So Rashi says, tachshite noshim hu kechoyol or srak. That's colors like the eye paint. Or the summim or else the perfume. Shetolos v'tzavrein that they hang around their necks. Loreach, it smell. Oh, my chometz seeker, what's wrong with perfume? Hey, they were talking about there's no chometz in the perfume. So why does Rabbi Lezer say you can't hold perfume in your house? Have the Gemara, ele'ema av tipule noshim. It means again, the shmirachs, the type of a sieve that they use to put on the body to make the hair come off, which was made from flour. So that's why it's chometz nukshe, you can't use it on Pesach. The Yom Rav Yudah Amar Rav, V'nois Yisrael, She'egia L'Pirkin, you have young girls that had already hair on the bottom started to grow, V'lo Yegia L'Shonim, they were